Hi, y'all. Welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today I have the same guest as last week, my great-grandmother, and today we're here to share her famous Italian lasagna. Mamie?
Hi, everybody.
Now, today I'm going to read you the recipe, and you're going to say what, you know, she's going to give you some extra little hints on what you should put in it and what the special tricks are to making it and everything like that. So what you're going to need for it is half a pound of lasagna noodles, tomato puree with crushed tomatoes, 1 teaspoon of oregano, 1 bag of chopped spinach, thawed and squeezed of excess liquid, grated Parmesan, shredded part skim mozzarella cheese, 1 16-ounce part skim ricotta cheese, For two lasagnas, just double the recipe. It's just going to be the same thing, only double what I just told you. In a large bowl, combine the mozzarella, Parmesan, eggs, and 1 cup of grated Romano cheese. Spray a 13-by-9-inch baking pan with cooking spray. Spread the sauce 3/4 cup over the bottom of the dish. Place 3 or 4 lasagna noodles over the bottom, slightly overlapping. Spread half of the cheese over the noodles. Cover with 1/2 of the sauce. Repeat the layers just as I told you before, and cover the last layer with the remaining noodles and remaining sauce, and sprinkle with remaining mozzarella cheese. Cover and bake for about 30 minutes at 375, did you say?
Yeah,
375 degrees. Now here's some extra little directions. Beat the eggs well. Add the mozzarella and beat till well blended. Add the lasagna to the boiling water. As lasagna cooks, separate them to avoid sticking together. Place the frozen spinach in boiling water till thawed, but don't cook. Squeeze dry and set aside. There's some extra little hints there for you. And this takes about, how long does it take, Mamie?
To do all this?
Yes.
Takes a good hour.
So what, is there any hard part to making that? What's the hardest part of making it?
Keeping all the pots washed, because I don't have enough room in the kitchen. I have to keep everything washed and put away.
And is there anything, what is your favorite thing to do with the lasagna? What's your favorite thing to do?
Put it in the oven and get it done.
And then eat it.
And then pass it out to the family.
So, what do you put any extra little special things in there to make it even taste better?
Oh, a little garlic, a little oregano, a little basil.
So, again, oregano, basil. Now, after you're done cooking it, you're going to remove the foil and wait about 10 minutes before serving. So make it, give it enough time.
You take the foil off and you put it back in the oven for 10 minutes before serving.
Yes.
So it gets the cheese a little brown on top.
Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, we're making it right now. So after this, I'm going to go have a great little piece of it.
Okay.
And anyway, so what...
What?
Here's a great thing for if you want to make. What kind of tomato sauce do you use? What brand do you use?
I use Progresso.
Progresso. I go with them too. Usually, you can get the best kind of jar, guys, at either Stater Brothers or Costco. They have that good Progresso sauce.
Yeah.
And again, as I said,
use Barilla. Lasagna, because
You want to always use Barilla lasagna noodles.
Much firmer.
Yeah, it's a lot firmer and a lot better, and it has those really cool little doodly shapes on the.
What little doodly shape?
The little noodles.
Ruffles.
Yeah, those little ruffles. Whatever.
Ruffles,
but anyway,
on the edges.
Yeah.
Homemade are flat, but I like the ruffles better.
Yeah, because they look more cool, I guess.
Yeah,
if you want to put them that way.
Yeah, they sort of stay firmer. Homemade noodles kind of soak up everything.
Mm-hmm. And when you're making the lasagna, would you consider it for you hard or easy?
It's easy. Just time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard at all.
So But if the kids who are listening to the show, definitely don't put your hands in the oven with this one. Parents have to help you on this recipe.
Well, I just burned my hand on the steam.
Yeah, so look at her. She's 85 years old and she burned her hand on the steam of the oven.
I do it every time.
She does it. And you know what? Even professional chefs can make mistakes. And I gotta tell you, if you make a mistake on the recipe, don't freak over it and go ballistic.
No.
It's just you just get another little thing of it and just try it again. That's what you're supposed to do with cooking. How many mistakes I've made is not even, doesn't even fill a piece of paper. Like it fills about.
Like when I first made bread.
Yeah. Again, I remember her story of the first making bread, how to throw it out because she boiled the yeast. People.
Can't boil the yeast.
Nope. So, anyway. Right now she's grating the cheese.
I got enough right here.
And she's putting it in the bowl. And we have water boiling, lasagna noodles set aside, sauce in a bowl. So, this darn lasagna is going to be pretty darn good. So, we're going to put it in the oven in about 10 to 20 minutes from now. And it'll believe me, it's going to taste good. But, sorry for all the noise. It's all the cooking and all the pots and the pans and the knives and the forks and the spoons and everything else that we got here. Now, remember, with the chopped spinach, you want to get finely chopped spinach. You can't get that big chunks of spinach because they don't taste good. You got to get the finely chopped. But again, get it at Stater Brothers or Costco. Costco is the best place to get all this stuff because they got really good. So is Stater Brothers. Her favorite place to shop is Stater Brothers and Costco. Mostly Costco, I'd say.
Yeah.
But, good place to get ricotta cheese is Stater Brothers. And for two lasagnas, you'd have 2 teaspoons of oregano. 2 amounts of tomato puree, 2 pounds of lasagna noodles, 2 bags of chopped spinach, you know, that kind of thing.
If you're going to double it.
2 16-ounce part skimmed ricotta cheese thingies. But that's only if you the cheese is really a little tiny thing you add in there. I mean, it's not like you're going to put 20,000 pounds of cheese in it. Otherwise, it would taste pretty darn bad. Right now, she's...
Pans. See, I should have got bigger pans. These are too small.
Yep, and sometimes pans are too small. You got to make sure you got a big pan, people. Big pan. So right now, she's putting the sauce. She sprayed it. She's putting the sauce on it. Then what we're going to do is we're going to lay the lasagna noodles on top of the sauce. And we're going to put the cheese on top, and then more noodles, and then more sauce, and then more cheese, and then more noodles. And then at the very end, we bake it, and I'll eat it, and there will be no more left. And I gotta tell you, the past 5 times she's baked this, the entire family has eaten it, and I haven't gotten a taste, so that's why I'm here today. Because I'm getting the first piece. Anyway, every time she cooks something, I always am the last one to get the piece. And this time, I'm gonna be the first one.
Yeah, man, you got to.
Now, my favorite dish of hers is tortellini, which we'll be cooking in a couple weeks, which is gonna be really good. I'm also going to be having some other guests on my show. Next week I will be having a sister from a convent. Her name is Sister Mary Louise. And she's going to be on, and she is the chef sister of the convent. And she cooks all of the food, all of it, for all of the sisters. Lunchtime, dinner, breakfast. I go up there once a week to volunteer, so I'll be asking what her skills are in the kitchen and, you know, which is going to be really cool, so I hope all of you tune in. Again, Barbecue Bob, he's going to be... I mean, I hope you're all going to listen. He's doing an interview with Danny Rinaldi, the winner of the Tabasco Cook-Off. And that's going to be really exciting. And then, he just did Paul McElhenney, the Tabasco president. The guy whose name is on the bottle, people. And then he's going to be doing the cook-off winner of Danny Rinaldi. And he also did a while back a interview with America's Best Barbecue. So I hope you go under his site, Bob's Beer and BBQ.com. Barbecue Bob. Just remember that. But Bob's Beer and BBQ, or either Bob's Beer and BBQ.com or Bob's BBQ and Beer. Either one. I can't remember what the name of that darn podcast is. Anyway, he has some really great podcasts on there. Go and check it out. The funniest one is Miss Claudia Tasting the Chili. That's really funny. You gotta go and listen on to that one. You got to do some great stuff. As a matter of fact, I am now doing a quiz question of the week, and here is the prize. The first one to email me at chefkatie@bargainbratz.com, that's chefkatie@bargainbratz.com, will get the first two to email me will get their recipes. They'll send me the recipes and the answer to the question. They will get their recipes on my next podcast, and I will, you know, make sure to put your recipes out there. Okay, and here is the question of the week. Where did spaghetti originate and how? So email me, and the first two I will email you back asking for the recipe, and we will see if you won. First two, remember, the first two to email me. So here's the question again. Where did spaghetti originate and how? Okay, guys, that's all for today. So come back in a couple weeks and we'll have another great recipe for you. Mm-hmm. And bye.
Bye.
Don't forget, our sponsors are CrazyBagLadies.com.